It's time to talk Racine Library. And look who's back, Melissa Donaldson. Melissa is the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. So we have a wealth of knowledge sitting right across from me. And we found out you don't like to watch old movies.
Yep.
And the library is full of them.
Yes, we are.
Tons of old movies in there. See, I love old movies. My wife and I love to go back and watch old movies. Not so much the silent movies, but, you know, once they started talking, I don't like that. But, yeah, I love old movies. They're so good. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about, well, digital. That kind of wipes out old movies. Digital and innovation. And we're going to talk about what's left for the year. But you also, we have to talk about January.
Yeah, and it's coming up fast, isn't it?
It's coming up in a month and a half.
Yeah.
According to my calculations, and I went to college. I can figure this out. Yeah, a month and a half. Actually, today we're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving.
I know, it's just hard to believe this. The whole fall is just flown by faster than that.
2 years of college, and I can tell you that. We're 2 weeks away. I went to a university of higher learning, and I figured that out. All right, let's talk about some of these here. The preschool and toddler STEAM time. Before we talk about STEAM time, this is not a steam bath. It's an acronym. What does it stand for?
It stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
That's another word I learned in college, acronym. Okay, go ahead.
So what we do with this program is we set up centers, and parents or caregivers come in with their children, and they will do different centers based on each letter of the acronym. So we'll have a science table. We'll have technology out. We'll have engineering, which is mainly like blocks. We have some of those old cardboard blocks. You remember those from?
I still use them.
They're the favorite of all the kids because they could build really high towers and knock them down, you know? We always do an art project, and then we have a math activity as well. So, yeah, we always have something out for every letter of the acronym.
When I was a little kid, my parents bought me for Christmas these giant sheets of cardboard, and you bend them and fold them into blocks, and they look like bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And there were maybe 20 of them, and you stack them up, you kick them down, you make forts with them and everything. I loved it. It was just cardboard.
That's what these are, too.
And I loved it. It was great. My brother and I used to make a wall, and, you know, we used to lay behind the walls and do secrets behind these walls with these 20, and they were huge blocks, mm-hmm. and it was just cardboard.
Yep.
And my parents didn't even put it together. They just gave me the sheets. Here's happy Merry Christmas. There's a couple of sheets of cardboard.
Well, and I just loved how high, like they sometimes they get their parents to help stack them higher. How high can we get it? And then they have fun knocking it down.
Pick and make. Now, this is held the first Tuesday of every month. And keep in mind, a lot of these programs are for kids. Some are for adults. Some are for teens. It's your library. You're paying for it. You might as well take advantage of all this.
Yep. So take and make is an activity that you just come. We'll have them available between the 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., and it'll be an activity you can pick up and take home and work on together as a family or just by yourself. You know, yeah. So something fun.
The senior study time. Now, seniors, I hate to say it, a senior tech time, rather. This is for me. You know, last night a friend of mine came over. I gave him an old laptop. I said, you got to get this working. And he asked me a question. I said, I don't know. Don't know anything about that stuff. All I know is when I turn it on, if it doesn't work, I call you and you can help fix it. But yeah, I don't know anything about tech. I don't want to learn it. I don't know anything about it. I'm afraid. And so let's talk about senior tech time.
So senior tech time is something new that we're starting this January. It's going to be just a open drop-in session. You come in with your tech. You can ask us your questions and we will try to answer them to the best of our ability.
I got this broken thing. What do you think? I've never seen that before. Yeah.
So, for example, if you got a new phone or you got a new tablet for Christmas, you know, like, how do I use it?
You know, I have this tablet my wife got me for my birthday. And when we do our Google Meets at the company, I use my cell phone. It's really easy. I hit it and I just put the cell phone up there. But my daughter said, why don't you use that tablet? It's bigger. And so I turned it on. And I have to change my Google account to the company account. And it said, verify. It's you. Well, how am I going to verify? I don't know. What do you want in there? So I looked it up. I think they're looking for a password.
Yeah, usually it's a password. And sometimes they'll send like a code to
you. Yeah, but they didn't send a code.
To your phone. Yeah. You can get a code on it. Because sometimes I'll just have to go to my email and just say, yes, this is me. And
well, the problem is they're sending it to an old Google account I don't have on my phone. So I got to change everything around on my phone to get. So I did that and it still didn't come up.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'll just use my... See, it's just easy for me to use my phone. I'll play around with it.
Well, what kind of... Is it like an Android tablet kind of thing?
Yeah. What are you shaking your head? What does that mean?
No, it's just like... Because I know you have an iPhone, and so like...
Is it Lenovo?
Lenovo, yeah. Lenovo. So sometimes it's just easier if you do have everything the same, but it doesn't have to
I know. My wife and I always had iPhones, and she went out and got a flip phone.
What, like the new flip phone?
No, like an old flip phone. They still sell them at the AT&T store.
Yes, they do.
And she realized after a few weeks she didn't like that. She said, I can't do this. Because when you type a letter, and you've got to go to the number, and then you got one, two, three, move. It's a pain. So she went out and got an Android phone. She said, what's getting an Android phone for? Everybody in the family's got, you know, iPhones. Now we got to, it's not going to meet and meld right, and you got a question? I don't know. So I don't know. It's like beta VHS when VCRs first came out. You know, I got a beta. I got a VHS. Well, they didn't mesh.
Right.
Same like Android.
We had beta
iPhones.
At home.
Yeah, we had beta. I had beta and VHS. I had beta VHS, laser discs, you name it, I had it. All right, so that's Senior Tech Time, and that's the first Wednesday of every month. Bring all your junk. You don't understand how it works from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults 55 plus, no registration. People are going to wheelie in carts of their latest computers and tablets. The second Monday of every month, it's Maker Monday. What's that?
So Maker Monday is kind of like a showcase of what we have in the Innovation Lab. We have centers set up. We'll have some of our robots out. We'll have some of our gaming equipment out. We'll have, you can check out our laser engraver, our 3D printers, and whatnot. So it's a drop-in program open to all ages, not just kids. It's open to adults as well. And you just can come in and learn what we do.
I got to see how those 3D printers work. I know I've heard about it. I've seen still photographs. I can't. Just in Racine, I think the other day, they found a house where they were making 3D guns. And they were making the parts and putting the guns together. And they just... Stuart J. Waddles was talking about it yesterday. So I can't imagine making a gun from a 3D printer. But they do. I can't imagine making anything from a 3D.
We do not.
The only thing I make is your notes here. I made it on a printer. Yeah. And it came out really nice. I just don't know how one works. I can't imagine putting a key in and getting a real key out of it.
Yeah, so basically you take a 3D image.
It's plastic, right?
Yeah. We have rolls of plastic. And the printer takes that 3D image, that three-dimensional image, and just replicates it in plastic. So it knows, like, the slicing software will cut it down layer by layer and allow us to put it down.
You understand all this stuff?
I do. Oof. It's my job, too.
I'm talking to Melissa Donaldson, head of Innovation and Digital Services at the Racine Public Library. We've got a lot going on. Now, this is for 2026. This is the new schedule.
Yep.
Forget about the old schedule. This is the new schedule. And we've got a lot to talk about. Plus, Shea King gave you some extra stuff to add in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. Gaming. This is huge. My daughter is in her 40s, and she sits there with her husband on these gaming things in their house and plays with people all over the world. And she's just... This is part of her life, and, you know, her job gets in the way of it sometimes. So let's talk about gaming.
Yeah, so right now the program that we do, and it's still popular. Minecraft's been around for a long time.
Just had the movie out.
Yeah, it's still popular. I mean, my kids were really little. My kids are, when it came out, I think, like, before they were in school, it came out.
Before they were born, they were interested in this.
And... You know, they're still adults and they still play it. And we really do have a pretty active Minecraft club. You just register online on our website, racinelibrary.info. Kids can come in and play Minecraft.
Use your equipment.
And use our equipment. Yep.
Wow. If you would have told me when I was a kid, of course, there was no video games then, but the library would be more than books and albums. I would have said, what are you crazy? And newspapers. That's all they had. Now look at it. Now you're playing Minecraft. I went to the movie theater and Minecraft is playing there. And I see these kids coming into these outfits. I said, what movie are you going to see? And the kid looked at me, Minecraft, of course. What's the matter with you, old man? But they were wearing some outfits, I guess, for the movie Minecraft. Yeah. And I said, oh, okay. You know.
I mean, it's a really creative game. where you build your own world in like 8-bit blocks. So it's kind of fun.
I am still working on Super Mario Brothers, which I did complete years ago, and Pong. I'm still trying to.
Well, I just remember when my kids were little, they were playing on their tablets and they played hide and go seek. It was like a snow day and they couldn't really go outside because it was super cold. It's like one of those really frigid days, and they just played hide and go seek in Minecraft. So it's
okay. Now you do have to register for this, right?
Yes.
This one's not just walk in and do it. You got
to register.
You need to register. Is there a limited number of people that can do this?
Yes, there's a limited number.
Okay. What are the ages?
We try to keep it school age.
Okay.
Just to keep it.
No adults coming in. Get out of the way, kid. I'm playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want that. Okay, computer classes now. Gmail, what you need to know. Really, we need to know stuff about Gmail, huh?
Yeah. I mean, there's still people who are newbies to Gmail, so we just try to make sure that they know what they need to know, especially if you get a new phone number. Make sure you update your two-factor authentication.
See, I don't do that.
You don't do what?
Well, I have a company Gmail account, but I don't put the phone number on it. Look at you when you're looking at, you know, like, what am I, an idiot? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you should turn on two-factor authentication on your accounts.
And it really doesn't matter. Somebody's got your phone number. Who cares? Everybody in the world's got my phone number.
Yeah, but, like, for example, if somebody gets your password, then they have access to all your...
I just changed the password.
Yeah, but not if they change it on you. That's what we get a lot. We get a lot of people whose passwords have been compromised and they are locked out of their accounts. We have people who come in and they're really just stuck because there's nothing we can do. Like, they got a new phone number. They lost their phone. They got a new phone number. They went to a different carrier or whatnot, and they just got a new phone number.
Now you're spooking me.
And because they didn't change their phone number for their authentication, they're kind of stuck, locked out of their email.
Wow.
So it's a big issue. So we like to inform people on how to use it and keep themselves safe online while doing so.
Yeah, every time I sign on to an old account, I always get this email, and it says, security, just so you know, somebody, if this was you, ignore it. And but, you know, it's me. I still use, well, I'll tell you what my... What I use in the break. So you're going to think, you think I'm ancient using DVDs. What email I use? All right. So that's interesting. Gmail, what you need to know. That's February 10th and March 10th, 4:30 to 5:30. And again, registration is required. This is mainly for adults. Kids already know it. Mm-hmm. It's the old adults that have no clue to what's going on. My father got through his entire life without ever going on a computer, except for... the early computers maybe at his company, but for the most part, never bothered, didn't have a cell phone, never bothered with any of that stuff. And he went through life up until 10 years ago with just being happy. He just now, my mother, she was on Twitter. She had a phone. She had a computer. She was on every program that could possibly be up until the day she passed. She was 92, and she was still checking her Twitter account.
That's
in
awesome.
Her bed the day before she died, still looking at it. Oh, let's see, I got this over here. So anyway, yeah, so some people are into it. Some people can get through life without it. So it's hard to get through life now. Cutting the cord, February 24th. I can't believe we're talking about February already. February 24th and March 24th, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. What's cutting the cord?
So cutting the cord is, we talk about what it's like to get rid of traditional cable, more or less.
Oh, thanks.
what do you need to stream? What do you need? You know, like, can you stream for free? What are, you know, how do you get stuff over the air? How do you, you know, just stuff like that.
You know, and if you go to Spectrum now, they want to get rid of the boxes. So we had 2.5, so we got rid of one. And the rest is you stream the cable company is what you're basically doing. But when you do that, you lose everything you DVR'd. Everything is gone. All the shows you saved that you want to see again, old Twilight Zone, all that kind of stuff. I have a couple of the parades, the 4th of July parades, all gone. Because
you,
now you're
streaming. You find that on YouTube? Like the old parades, I wonder.
Why would I want to search YouTube when I can just go right to my TV and just hit the button and it's right there?
You don't have YouTube on your TV?
I do. I have YouTube on it, but now I have to search for it. And it may be there, may not be there. I don't know. But I'm back at like 4 parades already on there.
Oh.
And I've got the whole parade on there. So I can. Nice. But that stuff will all be gone. Then I have appearances when I would see the Channel 10 auction is still on there. Can't get that anywhere. So it's one of ours, we did get one, we kept the box. So we didn't cut the cord totally yet.
Yeah, we've cut the cord a while ago. Well,
look at you, just cutting cords, cutting the past, get rid of that.
I don't even know if my kids remember regular cable, to be honest. Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
I know I'm old, but now you're making me, you know, I feel like getting a walker to get out of the studio here. And, of course, let's talk about tech help, because people, and like me, always get lost. My wife is good on the tech help side, and I have friends who can do it with me. Just make it work.
Yeah.
Talk about the tech help at the Racine Public Library.
So tech help is a service that we provide to our patrons. If you have a question about a piece of tech that you own, maybe it's not quite working the way you thought it should be working, you can bring it in and we can help you to understand your device a little bit better. And we'll work with you one-on-one to help with that.
Look at you. Always willing to help. Now, LinkedIn. Now, I'm on LinkedIn. The problem is when I want to do something on LinkedIn, they say, well, you have to pay for this service. Now, see, I get the free LinkedIn.
Yes.
Everything I want to do on there, you got to pay for. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I had to sign on one day because I was trying to contact somebody and I could only do it to LinkedIn. So I signed on for it. So I see these. It's nice to see familiar faces on there. And it's more like a professional Facebook. That's what it is. It's
professional social media.
Yeah. But every time I want it, it says, 20 people have searched for you. Oh, who is it? You got to pay to find out. So let's talk about your LinkedIn learning here.
So our LinkedIn learning, this is a service that we purchase with our share libraries in Racine, Walworth, and Rock counties. You get access to thousands of courses with your library card. They're all online and in demand, so you don't have to start them at a certain time and finish them at a certain time. Kind of can go along as needed. But they have a ton of stuff. So it's kind of like we do very basic computer classes, and you can get more advanced classes on here as well. And it's their catalog. You can get Microsoft Office classes. You can get Windows 11 classes. If you want to learn how to use your Android tablet a little bit better, they have Android classes, all that kind of stuff is on there. So it can take you a lot deeper than we can in an hour and a half.
I like that the old days. I'm one of those people. I'm just lazy to learn. That's just it. I'm very lazy to learn. We're talking to Melissa Donaldson, the head of digital services and innovations. You have to know all this stuff, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oosh. See, I want to be the person at the library who just puts the books back on the shelf. I can figure that out. That's what I wheel a cart around. Those days, well, you still have people to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people have
Absolutely.
To wheel a cart.
Absolutely, we still have books.
Yeah, it's for now.
No, it's still. I think physical books are ingrained in our humanity, so.
Yeah.
We'll always.
My cousin just wrote a new book. It's coming out. The pre-order is out for it. I'll show you the picture of it on Jed Scalia. He wrote books on a lot of big, famous people that did well on the New York Times bestseller list. So he's my cousin. He just wrote me a note and showed me the cover of the book. And I said, I can't wait to see it.
Nice.
Yeah. Melissa Donaldson joining us here, the head of digital services and innovation at your Racine Public Library. We got so much to talk about. You guys are just doing a lot of stuff. Are these all your programs?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you came up with these?
No, my whole team did. I have a whole team of us.
You got a team?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa.
I do have a team.
What happened to the library where the old matron was the head of the library? She was like 90 years old, checking out books, and she was old. She sent you the card catalog, and she helped you locate the book. That's all done, huh?
Well, we still have librarians there. Who
no, the old matrons who are 90 years old.
Yeah, no, Yeah, no.
No, they're not 90 anymore.
No.
You know what I'm talking about. They always see the old movies at the libraries.
Yeah.
But that's all done.
I remember the scene from Ghostbusters. You know?
Yeah. The card catalogs. Yeah. You know, you still have the card catalog thing, though.
We have one that is our seed library.
Yeah, the seed's in there
now. Yeah.
All that stuff is. There was a scene in the movie The Time Machine from 1960, so you probably wouldn't have seen it. And he goes future in time by 25,000 years. And it's the Eloi, and they're humans like us, but they're different. And he says, do you have books? And the guy said, oh, yeah, we have a library. And he goes to the library, and he touches it, and the book turns just to dust, to powder. And he moves his hand across the books just to powder because books are obsolete. Nobody uses them anymore. You can just think, and you get the knowledge in your head. It's really scary. to see what happened. He's all upset because there were no books anymore. And he comes from the year 1900.
Oh, man.
And he sees what's happening to the world. And H.G. Wells wrote the book, The Time Machine. Okay. Enough with that. Okay, let's talk about audio podcast studios. Now, you actually have a studio there where people can record.
Yeah, we do. We have an audio podcasting studio that was built in honor of our former director, Jessica McPhail. And people can book the studio for 2 hours at a time. All they have to do is call the library at 262-619-2560, and we'll make an appointment for them.
Now, what do they get, like a memory stick with their stuff on it?
No, you have to bring in your device that you want to save it on.
Okay. But if you put a memory stick card in there, it'll save your stuff?
Yeah,
you have to bring your own in there?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yep, and we have a Mac in there with Logic Pro on there, Audacity, GarageBand, so you can pretty much do
whatever.
It's not a very big space, though, so it's... You can't fit a whole band in there. You could fit like two people in there.
Hey, bring your own background music and start singing.
Yeah.
You never know where the next rock star is going to come from. The Racine Public Library.
There we go.
Hey, you have the Miss, is it Miss America there?
Miss Wisconsin.
Miss Wisconsin, rather. Yeah. I'm jumping the gun here. I think she still works there?
Yes, she does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Willow still works
there. Look at you, the Racine Public Library. Sprouting Miss Wisconsin and the next Joan Jett coming out of your library. Okay. We talked about 3D printing. Now, you can actually use the 3D printer, right?
Yep. So we do offer 3D printing services. Again, we're an introduction to 3D printing. So we do have a 3D printing submission form on our website where you can upload a file to be printed. We do give links on there, like where you can find files, like printables, Thingiverse. Those kind of sites. And people can get one item per week. They must take like 3 hours or less. And if it's a bigger print and would take longer, we would just shrink it down to meet our time limit.
And you can't print anything suspicious.
We do not print weapons of any kind.
Yeah.
Also not for sale work. So anything that somebody may have copyrighted.
I got to see that. Is it on the second floor?
It is on the second floor in the innovation lab.
Yep. In that enclosed room.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to take a look at that when I'm there. I'm there all the time, checking out the ancient DVDs you have in Blu-rays, getting the dust off them, the cobwebs, and I'm renting those, all taking those out all the time. I got to check out, see what that looks like. Does it look like a regular printer, you know, like?
It looks like a box.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Okay. All right. Now, these are some additions. Shea King gave us some additions on here to add, using your time to promote her agenda. Okay, that's good. Love Shea. All right. Let's talk about some winter closures, because the bookmobile, I mean, can't always get through the snowstorms.
Yeah. We have our winter closures coming up. So the bookmobile will be closed December 22nd through the 2nd of January.
Oh, for the holidays, yeah.
For the holidays. And the school year schedule will resume on January 3rd.
And, of course, weather permitting.
Yes.
Now, where does the bookmobile wind up? At different streets? Or does it go to, like, shopping centers to sit there in the parking lot?
Different locations all over. Some are shopping centers. Some are on the street in various parking lots for different businesses.
I used to love when the bookmobile, when I was a kid, came. And we used to go through there, and we said, oh, look at the book I'm taking. Look at the book I'm taking. And the guy riding the thing said, all right, kids, get out already. You were in there for 20 minutes. Let other people. And it was very small inside, the one we had. You really had to squeeze through.
Oh, okay.
But we used to get online waiting for the bookmobile to come.
I loved the bookmobile when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know when you came to Racine, but you remember the...
1980.
Okay, so you would know the boathouse. You remember the boathouse?
Actually, I came to Wisconsin in 1980. Okay. Came here in 1991.
So Golden Books... Western Publishing had the boathouse. Yeah. It was on the north side, and the bookmobile be right across the street, so we could always walk there from our house.
I used to love the bookmobile. And they had the little, on the spine of the book, if it was a skull and crossbones, you knew it was a scary book and, you know, a mystery. They had little insignias on there. Yeah. But we used to, oh, I got one here. Look for the skull and crossbones on there. And we didn't read them. We just kind of took them out and, you know.
Yep.
Looked at them a little bit.
Yeah.
So starting
Saturday, December 20th, the holds will be available for pickup. Anything that comes in during the closure will be ready for pickup at the main library instead. So patrons can pick up and he holds directly at the library building beginning Monday, December 22nd.
And there'll be some closures, of course, for Thanksgiving, November 27th, and Black Friday the 28th, reopening on Saturday the 29th. And Christmas, it's closed December 24th, Christmas Eve, and December 25th, and reopening on Friday, December 26th. See, we don't close here at the radio station on holidays. We're open year-round. No holiday closures at WRJN. New Year's, of course, Wednesday, New Year's Eve. Now, this is both the building and the bookmobile we're talking about here. Closed on the 31st and on New Year's Day, the January 1st, reopening on Friday the 2nd of 2026. It doesn't roll off my tongue quite yet. And during full library closures, social services, phone support not available. Keep an eye on the website, which is racinelibrary.info/hours for the full hours and any changes. That's racinelibrary.info/hours. I was just talking with Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library and how they used to take out books when I was a kid. They used to take out the card that was actually in the book, put your little paper library card next to it, take a picture with a giant flash bulb going off, poof. And then the little film thing moved, and it was on film. And they had to keep reviewing the film to see if you were overdue or not. And some items got through the crack, like a record album I took out and some newspapers. They never bothered me for them because it just went through the cracks. Huh. And there wasn't any automatic thing that gets a hold of you. It was they had to send you something through the mail. If somebody skipped it on the film and didn't see you, you know, just missed it, you kept the item.
Wow.
So... not that you're a thief, it's just I forgot about it. And when you're a little kid, things don't, you know, mean anything to you. All right, got a fundraiser coming up, a foundation fundraiser. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. It's our annual fundraiser for the Racine Public Library Foundation. It's going to be held on December 11th at 326 6th Street in Racine. The doors open at 5. We'll have festive drinks, a warm meal. There'll be gift shopping opportunities through our silent auction, and we'll also have a 50-50 raffle, and just to come in and enjoy a cozy evening with various library lovers. So it'll be a bunch of us there who are on the board. We are selling tickets for this event. The tickets are $25 and include entry and dinner. Save $5 off your tickets if you purchase your tickets before December 1st.
You know, I was the Racine Theater Guild does 50-50 raffles. And a couple of years ago, I won 2 in a row. Oh. And I said, in the third, I said, please don't let me win. Please don't let me win. I don't want to, because if I have to go a third time, because the people who are season ticket holders, we all see the same show on the same day every time because we all go to that performance. And so they called my name off and I said to my wife, here, you go up, take it. No, you take it. I'm not going to go up there again. It's going to look like the fix is in. But 3 times in a row.
Wow. Lucky.
Yeah, but then I play Powerball and I win nothing for 30 years. So, I mean, the trade-off. I got one of those $1 billion tickets for Mega Millions. If I win the $1 billion, I'm going to go right to that Racine Library and buy some DVDs for you. No, I already have it in my head, but I'm going to do it. I'm giving most of it away. What are you going to do with $1 billion? So, like the Wisconsin Humane Society gets a bunch, the church gets a bunch. You guys are already on my list to get all my old Blu-rays and stuff. I don't care if you dump them, whatever. But, I'd give you money. You've been very good. Libraries have been good to me all my life, no matter where I've been.
Yeah.
I just love going to the public libraries. And the Racine Public Library, what a jewel. And you just had it redone during COVID, you had it redone.
We had right after COVID. We did the lobby during COVID, and then after COVID... we did a major remodel of the second floor. So if you haven't been to the library since COVID, you should come down and check us out because it's...
It's beautiful.
It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's a great place to go.
And you can see a great view of Lake Michigan.
I want to know, when you go into the elevator, there are 3 buttons, 1, 2, and blank.
Yes, it doesn't actually go anywhere.
Yeah, right. That's the scene. I saw the Twilight Zone episode where one of the women... went up to the floor, and turns out the whole story is she's actually a mannequin, and one mannequin a week is allowed to come out and go around, and they're kept on the secret floor, the mannequins.
Yeah, we don't have it. So I think they put that in, if my memory serves me correctly, because I was a kid when they built that addition in the 80s. I was a kid, and from what I've been told is that they we're future planning. So if we ever wanted to add a third floor.
Yeah, right. I'm going to hit that button next time. I'm
go ahead. I don't think it goes anywhere.
I want to go to the secret floor where all the good stuff is. That's a, it's like a nightclub up there on that floor. All the partying is going on. Yeah, I want to go to that floor because it's not labeled.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, so I might do that and film it and make a Twilight Zone episode out of it. Well, thank you for coming in. Is there anything else that I missed? Did I get everything? We got everything in?
I think we got everything in.
Okay, give the website for the Racine Public Library. I have it on my phone. I just click on it because I want to check to see if you have items in there all the time. Comes right up. So why don't you give the website?
So our website is racinelibrary.info, I-N-F-O.
Racinelibrary.info. Okay.
Yep.
Everything you want to know about the Racine Library. And if they don't have it, you guys have that thing where you can go to all the libraries in Southeast Wisconsin and have some guy schlep out there and go pick it up and bring it back for you. Believe it or not, it doesn't take that long. I mean, the guys, whoever does, it's really good at it.
We have delivery service who brings materials from all over. So we share systems between Kenosha, Walworth, Racine, and Rock Counties. So we have... You can get books from all over the place.
I picture the guy looking at the thing, seeing a couple of DVDs. Oh, this guy again. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And next month, Shay King will be in here. We're going to have her in here, and she's going to talk more about all the stuff coming up for the new year as well. Awesome. Well, thank you. I want to thank you. I screwed up the date. You were supposed to be in here last week, and I screwed up. And you were very gracious and said, oh, this works out better. And I know behind the scenes, that dope mixed it again. He missed it again. No, I don't.
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Melissa.
You're very welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Melissa Donaldson, Head of Digital Services and Innovation at the Racine Public Library. I got to check out that 3D printer. I got to see what that's all about.
Come down and see us.
Yeah, I will.